ladder up.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to A Pod of Their Own. We are doing our Mensch of the Week segment. Our new segment, if you haven't heard, we're going to pick a Mensch of the Week every week and do a short segment later in your week, apart from the main show. So here we are. I am here with Linda Serovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
This week's Mensch of the Week is Tommy Hunter. We are very excited that Tommy Hunter made the team. Although I don't think it was like much in doubt, he like kind of outperformed a lot of the other guys who were vying for that bullpen spot, or those last couple of bullpen spots rather. And I just think, in addition to just being like seemingly an all around good guy, I mean, he's been a mensch of Mets lore for a while now, given in 2021 his reaction to getting a base hit. The type of thing we will never see again, by the way.
I know. That joy is gone.
Literally one of my last memories of pitchers hitting is Tommy Hunter getting a single and doing a little jig on first base. I feel like that's a good memory to go out on when it comes to pitchers hitting. RIP pitchers who rake.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I feel like he's been a mensch ever since that moment. Like, that moment endeared him to Mets fans, and like how excited he was in the post game presser afterwards, and that face he made, which became a meme.
While he was wearing the LFGM shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Too good.
So I feel like ever since then, like, Mets fans have really liked him, just because of that fun moment. And then, you know, obviously, injury robbed him of much of that 2021 season. He only pitched 8 innings for the Mets, and then he had a really terrible back injury that cost him the rest of that season. And at one point, the back pain was so bad that he could barely lift his infant son. And it just like gives you David Wright flashbacks, and you think about like a pitcher who, you know, who's a veteran, who at that age, like, you wonder if that's an injury he can even come back from at this stage in his career. But then he did, and he pitched really well in 2022 for the Mets. He had like a 2.4 ERA or something like that in the 20 some odd innings he pitched for the Mets down the stretch before his back acted up again, or the Mets may have like done some light roster manipulation and phantom IL'd him, whatever you want to call it, down the stretch. But yeah, I mean, like, he pitched really well, and then he pitched really well in spring training and has made the opening day bullpen, and now, you know, will be in his what is it, like, his 16th professional season, which is just a crazy good accomplishment in and of itself, to have a career that long in baseball. Like, not a lot of people do it, and here's Tommy Hunter out here still doing it, and it's great. I hope he's good this year.
Signed him in the offseason to a minor league contract with just an invite to spring training. He wasn't part of the plan.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He just went out there and got it. And that's, you know, that's what you love to see for a guy who has put in more than his share of the work over the years.
Yeah. He's just like a fun guy to have around too. And it, like, again, like, it's not like he didn't earn it. Like, I know a lot of people like feel like he might have gotten a leg up on other people because he's a veteran who signed a minor league contract. He had an opt out that he could have exercised if he didn't make the team. And then he could have sought opportunities elsewhere. But like, he earned it. Like, I don't know if there's a single like pitcher among the group of pitchers that were in camp that you can point to who deserved it over him. Yeah, he pitched really well in spring, and so we'll see what happens.
You couldn't do much better than him. He had a 0 ERA.
Yeah, literally a 0 ERA.
The walks were still a little concerning, but
not a mensch of the week, Linda.
Okay.
save it for full Apato.
Okay.
But the other
positive vibes only.
Positive vibes, man.
This is a positive vibes only segment.
Opening day eve, we are recording this.
Yes,
the vibes are perfection.
We are recording this on Wednesday night, our version of Christmas Eve, opening day Eve.
I wish I had special jammies for the occasion. Note to self.
I do have, not really, but like I have like PJ shorts that have polar bears on them, and I like to consider them Mets PJs, even though they're not, because of Pete Alonso.
Yeah, I wear polar bears too.
Yep.
Well, but do we leave like a beer out for Mr. Met, like instead of for Santa?
I'm not sure I want to ruin a beer by leaving it out overnight, but that's such a good concept. I like it.
And like a giant pretzel.
Leave a hot dog out overnight.
But that would stink up your house.
I'm going to say no. That's a no for me, dog. But
I don't know. I feel like hot dogs are kind of indestructible. Like, would it really
hurt
it? This is
also true. I feel like you had to leave something out all night. Yeah. I'm still going with popcorn. That's my final offer.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, it's inoffensive. Yeah. Except for my cats. They would probably like bat it all around the house, though.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, no, you got to leave some baseball-related treat out overnight for Mr. Met to come and bless your household with good Mets vibes for the season.
And Tommy Hunter is a very, very good vibes guy.
I mean, the other reason, other than just his good comeback story in general and like how fun he's been as a Met so far, the other reason he is the mensch of the week this week is because he played Guess the Met with Max Scherzer. The Mets tweeted out the video of it, and it is absolutely fantastic. If you haven't watched that yet, I highly recommend it. I'm sure if you just Google like Guess the Met, Tommy Hunter, Max Scherzer, it'll come up.
No spoiler alerts. We won't say what Mets they had.
We won't say what Met it was, but it was very fun, the process to get there.
And Scherzer was delightful too.
I feel like guys like Tommy Hunter bring out the fun side of Max Scherzer, who
they do,
which does exist. When Max Scherzer is not actually pitching, he's a fun guy. Like,
or talking about pitching.
Yeah.
Or watching a baseball game.
Yes.
Other than that, laughs are funny.
He's actually very funny, and fun. And I feel I'm glad that like Tommy Hunter like brought out that side of him in this video.
It's classic.
For those of you who may not be familiar with this game, Guess Who is a game where you have a bunch of like cards that are facing you, and the other person has like the same set of little like cards, tiles, whatever you want to call them, facing them, and you each pick from a deck, and you have one of the dozens of characters that are on these tiles, and you have to use certain characteristics to like eliminate certain characters to narrow it down to the final answer. So you'll say like, is your character a woman, yes or no? And if they say no, then you can like eliminate all the women, and things like that. Short hair, long hair, big nose, whatever, until you can finally feel comfortable enough to guess, and whoever guesses the other person's character first wins. So the Mets did this. Tommy Hunter and Max Scherzer played against each other and did this, but all the characters were the different players on the Mets. So like righty or lefty, pitcher or hitter, like
yeah, I have to say they ask good questions. Like me playing Guess Who, I'd be like, does he have a beard? Is he wearing a hat?
Is he a beard guy?
Is he a beard guy?
But they ask more hard-hitting questions. But also, I want to know where they got this game from and why is it not available in the team store?
Yes. If any representative from the Mets team store is listening.
Paging Mr. Cohen, Mr. Steve Cohen.
We
brilliant
would love
idea
for Guess the Met to be available commercially, and we will buy.
I mean, there's stuff I can do with my Guess Who board and a laminator to make my own. But I would prefer not to do all that work.
Give Linda funds to make Guess the Met commercially available. Do a startup side hustle.
But I also
sell like makeshift copies of this game out of your basement.
in the parking lot of Citi Field.
Like, you're like, all these scalpers are out here. Like, anybody need tickets? And Linda's out here with like sunglasses. Anybody need Guess the Met?
I got two. You got a family? You got kids? I can have one for each of the kids.
Amazing. That would be so good.
Also, I was looking because my niece loves, I bought her Ocean City-opoly last year when we were on vacation. She loves it. I was like, oh, I wonder if there's a Mets-opoly. And there was. There's three different versions, but the most recent version is from 2007.
That's the one I have.
They got to update Mets Monopoly, too.
They really do.
There's money there. Come on, Stevie. Get it.
I would absolutely buy that for my niece because she would, like, I can't buy her the 07. She doesn't know any of the 07 stuff. So, like,
and yeah, there's no current Mets on there. Like, the most recent, like, Mets are, like, David Wright.
And is it true? Because from what I was getting from the picture, is that Tom Seaver and David Wright are Boardwalk and Park Place.
I believe that. No, Boardwalk and Park Place are Tom Seaver and Shea Stadium, I think.
Oh.
I think David Wright is like much earlier in the board than he should be because like it's still kind of not early in his career, but it's like the middle of his career.
Yeah, but it's 07. He was really good then.
Yeah, I don't remember when in 07. Like, did he already have his 07 season?
And my friend at work was saying that she, at Shea Stadium as a girl, bought David Wright Uno.
Awesome.
And she said it comes in a little package that's shaped as a jersey.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. More Mets versions of board games, in my opinion.
Yes, I would buy all of this. Come on, get on.
Broadly speaking, I would like this.
Don't make me bootleg it, Mets. I'm looking at you.
Looking at you. so, yeah. Answer. This week's Mensch of the Week, Tommy Hunter. We're very excited he's on the team. We wish him the best for this season. We hope he does well. But yeah, in the meantime, check out your feeds for next week's show, and we will have another Mensch of the Week next week. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com, check out all of our shows there. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on social media, Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow the show on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please rate and review the show on whatever podcast app of choice you have. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets, and don't forget, there's no crying in podcast.